During the January 30th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Cheryl Janice, Rebecca Spencer, and Anita Workman described PCHS's Purple Star Shoebox Project. This project, which is spearheaded by the school's Purple Star Club, involves sending Christmas packages to PCHS alumni who are currently serving in the U.S. military. These packages contain items donated by local students, members of the community, and businesses in the county. Many of the items in the packages included local items such as copies of the Pocahontas Times, student-made items and letters, paracord bracelets made by PCHS students, and a collection of postcards written by students and collected by Allegheny Mountain Radio, as well as practical items like water bottles, pens, notebooks, glass cleaning cloths, and candy, just to name a few. They explained that these will remind the alumni that the Pocahontas County community has not forgotten them and their service, and each package included the message, quote, "Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday from your hometown community, Pocahontas County," unquote. They sent out 63 packages this past holiday season and spent over $1,000 on postage in doing so. Their biggest challenge is maintaining a current list of names and addresses of alumni who are serving in the military, especially since some have joined the military a long time after graduating and moving out of the area. So if anyone knows of someone like that, please contact the school to make sure they're on the list to receive a package next year. During her superintendent's report, Lynn Bostic recognized Cash Beers, a ninth grade student at PCHS, for being awarded the West Virginia Department of Education's Proximity Academic Excellence Award, an award Bostic describes as being very special. Student representative Riley Pollock said the school's carpentry students will be building enclosed stalls in the boys' restrooms at PCHS. Pollock also recognized the winners of the Poetry Out Loud contest. They are Sabrina Lazurik, first place, Haley Fitzgerald, second place, and tied for third place, Dylan Dunce and Courtney Wall. Joanna Burke Kinderman talked about improvements county students are experiencing in math proficiency, as evidenced by state test scores, and explained that while those scores declined a bit during the COVID years, they are again on the upswing. She also talked about successful new techniques for teaching math, which challenge students to approach math differently than simple finger counting or memorization of tables. She said students and their parents should be open to these new models, as evidenced by half of adults who were taught the old way say they are bad at math as adults, but the new way makes it fun to learn math. Julie Shiflett provided an update on the school's Grow Your Own Teaching Pathway. She said there are currently 5 student teachers at Glenville State College serving as student teachers here. 3 of these, Taylor Arnold, Alex Hera, and Miranda Gum, came to the meeting and spoke about how the program provides free tuition, free textbooks, and allows them to earn their first 24 credit hours at Glenville while still attending their high schools. And what they are learning here as student teachers. The meeting was held at Marlinton Elementary School. The school's LSIC president, Lucy Masesso, said that when the old Board of Education office building next to the school is torn down this summer, there will be a safe recreation and fenced-in playground area, as well as staff parking and a safe bus drop-off and pickup area there. Principal Anderson talked about the services provided by the Communities and Schools Program, the Third Grade Success Act, new disciplinary and attendance programs at the school which are based on positive incentives, and recent academic improvements achieved by the school students in state testing. Additionally, at the meeting, the members approved routine financial reports, the recommended personnel actions, and a few minor revisions to their policies. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.